You need me to push the button.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a pervert. I just want the turbo doll. All
right. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Did I Save, a gaming podcast. Talk about games past, present, and future, and how they change us. And today we're going to talk about Smash 6, hopes and dreams of a game that might never happen. Let's talk about it.
You butchered okay. that intro. Let's talk about that
No, I
first.
Didn't.
Okay.
Okay. I made it. I went as I went along.
Let me get my keys on my pocket.
We're hold talking on, about the on, way games change all the time, and us. We're also anyway, here.
I've got Ryan to my right. Jared in front of me.
I'm the one who's already coming in hot.
Yeah. That's right.
Too hot.
Coming in, coming in, coming in, coming hot.
Everybody says I'm too hot.
How are you guys doing? You guys doing good?
I'm fine. Doing great, man. I'm ready to talk about this game. You guys know that I'm a diehard Smash Brothers fan. I play in tournaments. I do all the things that people do. Just I down B.
Disclaimer here.
Disclaimer, yeah. That
disclaimer. Disclaimer, every friend I have is better at Smash than me, and I am not going to try and improve. Yeah.
However, Jared, you recently told us this morning that you have beaten the story campaign of twice. Smash Ultimate twice, and I have never put more than 2 hours into that.
Yeah, so who's the real fan?
I touched the story, and I was like, I see what they're doing here. Let me go back to playing Smash.
You didn't unlock all the cool stuff.
This is not for me.
Yeah. They're still like, I've got like 600 hours into Smash Brothers, and I'll still get like a little unlockable thing every now and then.
Yeah, like, yeah. Every once in a while, it's just like, trophy? Yeah.
You get a little hammer.
All right.
Trophy?
Exactly.
Yeah. You
hit somebody with a hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of trophies that you guys don't have, because you don't actually like, play Smash like the correct way.
Yeah, I mean, apparently. Just...
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. We'll get into well, later. Some of the unlockables are like, if you have to use a certain item, and you have to use it a certain way, like get a home run with the home run bat, and I just like always have items off, so.
That's
what I mean. You guys play it wrong.
Right.
You're playing it wrong.
I don't think there's any right or wrong way to play Smash.
Oh, there is.
And that's the beauty of it. And that's
you're
going to
see
so
just
good.
How incorrect that statement is when you start hearing my recommendations for what should be.
It's
going to
be horrible. Okay. Oh, I'm just realizing.
Okay. You're just realizing the consequences of your actions.
His actions.
Yeah, well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I don't know. Your signature was on the declaration, so you're in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In for a penny. You signed off on this episode. You were like, "Let's do it."
Let's.
No.
What a good idea.
I said yesterday. Okay.
And then you did the.
I didn't have a choice, I guess. Yeah. At this point.
So.
The reason I picked this topic is because I love Smash. Uh-huh. Smash came out when we were all like probably experiencing our first console.
Uh-huh.
Like I remember going to Best Buy with my dad, picking out an N64, and then you know.
Thought you were gonna say experiencing puberty, which would have also been applicable. Mm. All quite young.
That's right. And so being able to trade N64 games throughout your friends in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Incredible experience, and then playing
Smash. Wow, you
Smash.
Had a neighborhood, brag much?
Get out of here, dude.
It was me and one other guy in my neighborhood, and he had a PlayStation. So
that's good, though.
It was a nice mix.
But I remember playing a lot of Smash with Ben Alcala. And,
I bet.
Yeah, and we just had a freaking blast. And being able to unlock these characters we've never seen before, like Captain Falcon and Ness, you know? Now that they're basically staples now, but back then it was like, I don't even know who these characters
Earthbound
are.
Was not really a thing.
Yeah.
If you're a younger generation player playing Smash Brothers, you just know these characters from Smash Brothers.
Right,
likely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's definitely true.
But Smash did this prolific thing where they introduced all these characters into these games, and then that made those players play their games. Mm-hmm. So it's just an incredible, it's like the video game,
other
collection
company,
celebration of games.
Other consoles and companies have tried to copy Smash Brothers, and I think all have fell short.
I agree.
You've got Brawlhalla, you've got All-Stars, you've got the Nickelodeon one. Can't remember the names.
All-Star Brawl.
Yeah, Nickelodeon. Yeah.
But a lot of copycats out there.
Yeah. I just don't think if any of them are as good as Smash
They
Bros.
Just don't hit as,
They're
well.
Fine in their own ways.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've got their place for sure, but they just don't hit quite like Smash does.
But did you want to? I also love Smash Brothers, mm-hmm. and I like to play. I like to play against people who are better than me.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about this game that is not actually going to happen, according to the people who make these games.
Yeah, Masahiro Sakurai, yeah. the director and creator of Smash, says yes. that he's basically retiring, and now he's doing his own YouTube channel.
But hasn't he said that before? Like that?
Yes, he says that every single... Yeah, he's got his own YouTube channel now, where he talks about...
himself to death. Probably. He's always like, I'm never doing this again.
And then, what does he talk about on his YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Games? Yeah. Video games?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just like a variety show? He talks about
Smash a lot, huh?
Is it a variety show where he's like, this week I'm talking about whatever game I'm playing?
No, he just basically talks about the creative process of games. Oh. It's actually really interesting. Yeah, and they're okay. only like that 3 to 4 minute videos. I didn't know
this existed, so I'll have to check
it
out. Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's really cool.
3 to 4 minute videos. Tell this man about TikTok. You don't need to be on YouTube for 3 to 4 minute videos.
Yeah. So it seems like a passion project. Like he just loves video games so much.
Then work on video games, you jerk.
Yeah. Why don't you make Smash 6? We've got great ideas for you.
I don't even want Smash 6. I just want DLC for Smash 5.
I mean, yeah, I could.
I'll just take more.
Another season pass.
Yeah,
season pass 3. I would totally take that.
Yeah. I want 6 because my ideas are too big to.
There are some ideas I have.
Okay, yeah.
I feel you'd probably just want to do Smash. All
right, stop beating around the bush. Probably. What's your first idea? Prove it. I'm gonna get the ball rolling.
Okay, yeah,
Okay, so
spit your ideas. We're gonna work on this.
We'll come back to characters because
it's okay. We're gonna get okay, to it. Okay. We're gonna get to it.
I don't want
to
get us too far off track.
Yeah.
But the first thing, one of the ideas that I genuinely think would be actually really cool
mm-hmm.
is if they added different modes to the game. Like,
that's fast.
For example, let's say they added an oddball mode where mm-hmm. one person had to hold an object.
Okay.
And they could still block, but every time they get hit, they drop the object.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So instead of trying to fight, they're just like, and then you could have levels that are tailored specifically to this mode.
Yeah.
Right. And I think adding different vibes in it to make it feel kind of more, not necessarily feel overall more like a Mario Party game, but to kind of serve that a similar function to that kind of game where people who aren't good at fighting games can still jump in and have a good time mm-hmm. and feel like they can be competitive in a different way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe actually kind of teach them elements of fighting games along the way, like when to block, if you're timing that kind of stuff correctly, you know?
It's a great idea.
I think those kind of modes would be really interesting to put in there.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, that's a great idea.
Brawlhalla tried to do some stuff like that. Or I say tried, but they did do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of game modes.
It's just that no one noticed because it's Brawlhalla.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. We played that game for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We all three
played
it. And Dawson got me back into it for a bit.
Yeah.
And then I quit playing.
It's a cool game.
It is a cool game.
It's no shade to
it. No, not at all.
It's probably my favorite of the ones that are not Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Favorite clone.
1,000%.
Yeah. My favorite clone is Power Stone. I love that game.
Different style.
Yeah, totally different.
But I do love that game.
Okay. Do you want me to say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I would love to see. Do you want me to move my mouth?
Ryan, do you want to say some words for a change?
Yeah.
We've been so quiet so far.
No, Jared, go on.
No.
Please.
I got a lot to say.
I would like to see customizable special moves.
Okay. They did do that in Smash 4.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I played that one.
What did that look like?
What system was that on?
Mechanically.
The Wii U and the 3DS. So.
Okay, well, I did play that one.
Okay.
I don't remember it having that feature.
I think it had like customizable moves. I don't remember in super detail, but that was one of the things that people didn't.
What are you changing?
Just like your up B, down B, left and right B, and then your B. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to like swap those with things to change your style. So even if like two people pick a Samus, they are not fighting the exact same way.
You mean like a Marvel versus Capcom style where you pick like the style for each like anti-air style
fighting?
Don't
compare it to any other game. I want to be able to take a special move.
Yes.
That like Samus has a charge gun.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, charge shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then instead you change her cannon to like a charge sword. So now.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have a sword.
No, good point. This is just an example.
I love this idea. Keep going.
But yeah, so it's meta breaking or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But you like something like that. Or like the charge beam has like a machine gun type.
Well, it's more of a beam rather than
So this is an option you're going to immediately turn off then, right? You're going to be like, items off, changeable supers. Awesome.
That's totally different.
Okay.
That's changing your fighting style.
Right.
Versus throwing a Pokeball and summoning a legendary Pokemon to beat your enemy. But if you can't predict what
moves, isn't a big part of this game being able to predict what your opponent's going to do?
Correct.
So if you can no longer do that, won't you be sad?
Well, you learn on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. By losing. Yeah. You learn by losing.
But your opponent also has to do that too. That's You're both true. Having to adapt at the same time.
It's just chaos. Okay.
Which I would make it great.
This sounds great to me because it ups my odds, at least on the first couple of rounds.
I don't think it.
I love this idea. This is a great idea.
Yeah.
I would love something like that.
I don't think you should probably change the A moves, like the normal.
All your neutral moves is the same. Yeah, neutral moves
keep those same.
But your specials,
they actually do it with the Mii characters.
Yeah.
Where you can create your Mii character and you give them specials.
Yeah.
Something similar to that, but like more like, I don't know if I would like consider them like unlockables, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. That would be great. Like these are moves that you unlock. Maybe as a way to.
Because it's like, I think Mega Man's cool. But I hate his moveset.
Exactly.
And I would love to, why is it just like, pew, pew, pew? I want a freaking blaster, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if blast him.
You could do something similar to where you change their style from like Bowser could be like strong and slow versus like go from tank to bruiser, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, not necessarily all characters can do any style of combat, but I love Persona, so I would love to play as the Persona characters, but I'm just really bad with that style of combat. So if I could switch them to a different style where like it's just like slow and heavy, then I can play as the characters I enjoy.
Yeah.
So it would be cool to see, and maybe they just all have like a small like story mode where you unlock these moves as you play through them.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a fun version of a tutorial for each one or something.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Like, same as down B, I just like never use it because it doesn't have a lot of utility.
Right.
And someone will probably disagree that it has some utility.
Yeah.
And it does.
It does some.
I'll delete that comment.
I just forget about that move
because
it doesn't, I don't find it that useful. So if I could like swap that out for something, even if it's just slightly more useful or just cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I would love that.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No, I like that idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I wish they would implement that. That'd be cool.
Just add some customization to your character.
Yeah. Plus it would, longevity of the game would continue to further.
Try different strategies, combos.
And the thing is, like, as series get older, the biggest challenge over time increasingly becomes getting new people into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because as old fans of the game come in, they're immediately at a much higher skill level than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you get to a point where, like especially with competitive shooters and stuff like that, new people just don't play because there's no point. As soon as you get in, you just get sniped from 1,000 miles away.
Right. Yeah.
So having a way for people to feel like they can level the playing field a little bit by tailoring things to a way that makes sense to them.
Yeah.
And more importantly for me, because style is very important to me,
being
able to play as a character that I like visually, aesthetically, as opposed to just like understanding how they work would be a huge...
Yeah. Well, that's one
thing. It would move the needle a lot for me, I guess.
Yeah. That's just like, I love Banjo, and I love that he's in the game, but some of the tools in his kit don't always work for how I want to play. Yeah.
The grenade egg is like, it's funny.
It's funny. Yeah. It's like, cool. That was, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
But hey, I wish that had been a taunt instead. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It's from the game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but, Jay, do you have any other?
I think you should just totally go in a completely different direction and make it a 3D brawler like Power Stone.
Really?
I want. Like, Nintendo, you don't have to call it Smash Brothers, I guess, but I think it's too similar to Smash Brothers to just make a different game like this.
Mm-hmm.
But once a franchise has been around this long and the guy who's making it says he doesn't want to make it anymore, what better way to bring him back into the fold than be like, then make a different game. Make a Smash Brothers that feels like a 3D brawler.
Yeah.
And the items totally make sense
in that 3D environment. Yeah.
And if you had, you've already got a level builder, but now imagine you can do level building in a 3D space.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have to crack down on your modding tools, but there's a lot of potential for really cool ideas.
Is there a game that you're thinking of?
You know, it's Power Stone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've never played Power Stone. I've seen like a 2 second.
Well, it's clip basically of it. It's like a small arena, and then items will randomly drop into the arena.
Yeah.
And it's kind of reminiscent of old games like Final Fight, or like Double Dragon, where you're like picking up items off the street, or like breaking stuff, and it breaks down into smaller items that you can use to fight people with. And then it's just in a 3D space, so there's like a lot more emphasis on. I don't know about more emphasis because Smash Brothers is all about that jumping. Mm-hmm. But compared to most fighting games, it's a lot more emphasis on movement and
avoiding. Yeah, so would it be like those Dragon Ball Z fighting games, like the Shonen Jump?
Yeah, but games? No hovering.
I don't like those
games. I don't like... I want to like those games more than I do.
I do because it has an amazing roster of characters I love, but then I play it and I'm like...
It's not for... Yeah.
No, I like the bombacity, if that's a word, of Power Stone, of like how fast and quick. And the big thing is like it's not one-on-one like the Dragon Ball games are, I think. Pretty sure all of them are one-on-one, right? Yeah, I mean, they can be. But I think Smash Brothers as a franchise shines whenever you have like five people on the battlefield.
Yeah.
The chaos is part of the allure for most of the people that I know.
Yeah.
So I think that also caters well to like a 3D environment.
And yeah, I see what you mean.
Having like imagine stuff like the Mario buttons and stuff like that, like borrowing from the other games that they're already making at like Super Mario World 3D. Is that what it's called? Galaxy, Sunshine, tons of opportunity for like, they have the chops to do really interesting things with the level design and character combat and stuff. Yeah. So I would actually be really interested to see what their take on that genre looks like.
Yeah.
And I think Smash Brothers is a cool space to do that in.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I personally wouldn't want to see it and it wouldn't sit on my shelf.
Yeah, but you would still have to play it when it's my birthday.
Nope.
Can't come, bro. Can't do it. Mm-hmm.
Nintendo will move on without Sakurai regardless.
Oh, 100%.
There's no way that they wouldn't make one. So I'm curious to see when they announce the Switch successor if there won't be...
Dude, I'm still getting advertisements for the Switch, like acting like it's a new thing.
Right, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Even everybody's grandma owns one of those now. That's wild. A totally different episode. We should talk about what we want to see from the new Switch. Yeah. But I think it was you, Dylan. I think you're up next for your recommendation. Yeah. Your idea.
Okay. Story mode. Just get rid of whatever the World of Light, whatever that is, and Smash Ultimate. Just get rid of that. I want to go back to what they did in Smash Melee, where they had like the platforming, and it was like a side scroller, but you could be like Captain Falcon and like exploring the Hyrule. Level, you know what I mean? Yeah. And just like, I want more of that. I
think one of my suggestions was like a full like co-op adventure mode that's like a side scroller with your friend,
right?
And you can just like switch your characters up and play this like side scroller,
right?
And fight bosses and stuff like you would fight Metroidvania style bosses.
Yeah, I mean that's what they did with Brawl. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Melee Brawl. I wish they would go back to something like that. Yeah. You know, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
So
that sounds cool.
World of Light just didn't work for me. I was like, moving this.
I think it was a lot of, like, for every moment you were actually fighting or doing something engaging, there was a lot of just wandering around and solving very dumb puzzles. So, yeah, I could definitely see them retooling that. Sir?
On what game?
The new Smash Brothers.
Where you were...
The World of Light story mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, story mode.
Yeah.
Just a lot of wandering around and, like, unlocking gates and stuff. I mean, the map itself is cool.
It has a cool diorama feel to it.
Yeah, like I remember like the F-Zero racetrack and stuff was really interesting. But it just, they didn't think of a lot of creative ways to navigate that world.
It definitely felt like kind of rushed. Like,
yeah,
did we need a story mode for this?
Yeah, I think they could have added another layer.
Yeah, it definitely feels like.
Yeah. Agreed.
They were finally fine-tuning everything else and they were like, here you go.
I mean, they could release a Smash game without a story mode and people would buy it up.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. It's
just a brawler.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who never even finished the story mode.
Yeah.
So, it's like,
yeah.
Just leave it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it DLC.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. Outfits.
Yes.
Yeah. That's another one of mine.
That's a really good one, Jared. Good call.
I know they already have the color palettes, guys. Don't yell at me.
I don't like the color palettes.
I also don't like the color palettes because they're really not care. The colors that I want.
Yeah, they're the most
Or if it is the color I want, it's like also with another color that I don't like with that color.
That's the bigger problem to me is that it's like I'm not actually customizing anything. I'm choosing between your like four color palettes and they're all weird. None of them like they're not they don't feel intentional. They don't feel like they took the time to think about it. They
look like someone hit random.
They took a color pie chart and they were like these two colors complement each other. They're the two colors we're using. Mm-hmm. And that was like the extent of the thought that they put into it. Mm-hmm. They're not like some of them are, I understand that. Yeah, like some are thematically on
a lot point. Of the Samus ones actually.
But like great. Yeah, but that's the thing is like agree. Well, and you could do like Link where there's different versions of Link. That's cool. Great. Mm-hmm. Do more of that.
Right.
That basically like do that for every character.
Yeah.
Or let me unlock like parallels where instead of the Persona 5 protagonist, I can get the Persona 4 protagonist mm-hmm. as a different skin.
Yeah, I would love that. You know what
I mean? Because mm-hmm, I don't expect them to put 100 Persona characters in there.
Right.
But there are tons of characters that I would love to see in there. Like, just put Chie in. That's fine. Just mm-hmm. put the one Chie. But if you could just make it a skin where the Persona and the character just look different, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
What's wrong with that?
Good call. Yeah. Well, it's like Sonic, you know. He has all his alternates are like
Persona is a lot like Sonic.
I agree. Get out of here. all his colors are like a different shade of blue. Uh-huh. And then he's got black. And I'm like, well, where is like the yellow for Tails? Where is the red for Knuckles? If you're not gonna have them in the game, why don't you have the representation and mm-hmm. make them that color?
Yeah.
Or I saw there was a cool one where someone modded it to make it look like Jet Set Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he had like that outfit on,
yeah,
which is really cool.
Man, Jet Set Radio characters in there.
I know, bro. Yeah. I know. Sounds dope. So, but I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. So it's like customizable outfits and stuff like that would be really cool.
Let me put mm-hmm. Link's hat on every character.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. sorry if that didn't come through. Yeah, I want to put Link's hat on every character.
Yeah. Here's Mewtwo with just a big O. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like Donkey Kong. Why he's like purple and gold? I'm like, what are those colors? I don't know.
The one I hate the most is Piranha Plant because I like playing Piranha Plant.
Yes.
But I don't like any of the color schemes besides the original, which is fine.
Right. Yeah.
But the rest are just like bad in my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I keep scrolling through them. Like, which one's the good one? Oh, none of these. I went through them six times.
I feel like a lot of these things that we're talking about are like elements of the game that they felt like compelled to include but not particularly inspired mm-hmm. to think about creatively.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's definitely a big one for me. It's just like the color palettes all just feel so obligatory.
Uh-oh, eight characters picked Piranha Plant. Mm-hmm. Eight players picked Piranha Plant. How do we differentiate them?
Yeah.
Colors.
Colors.
They're all different kinds of hideous. Mm-hmm. Is that good? Do you guys like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, granted, if you have 70 freaking characters in your game, I mean, it is hard to tailor each that. You
know, that's why I think scrap the story mode and just make it Brawl and focus on these mechanics.
These cool mechanics.
Like the customizable move sets and customizable like palettes. And like when you pick your character profile, it loads all that for you.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of like with the Minecraft character, like they adapt that aesthetic to fit into the game. Mm-hmm. But it is still visually pretty distinct from all the other characters, I think.
Yeah.
And I think they could go even further with that and do like an 8-bit version of Piranha Plant as one of the skins. Mm-hmm. Like all throughout all the different Mario games, just adapt those. And then that opens the door for a lot of new characters that are in the Nintendo world. Like you could do like triangle strategy characters where they have like
I was actually thinking like some Final Fantasy Tactics characters.
Yeah, Final Fantasy Tactics would be a great choice. Yeah. There's just that opens the door for a lot of other things and solves the problem of how do we differentiate characters when they're chosen by multiple players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it serves two functions.
Yeah, I agree. Great idea.
Thanks. That. Hey, thanks.
Oh my gosh.
I do.
Most of these I'm coming up with on the fly.
I know.
Ask me more.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me see what I even have in my notes.
Yeah, let's get Ryan's obligatory take a second, open phone.
That's right.
Everybody be really quiet.
Nope, we said it all.
Oh, did you?
Well, besides, we didn't talk about maps we want to see. We didn't talk about like characters, specifically characters.
Well, and they have a map builder already, so it's like...
Yeah,
well,
but they really need to fix that.
The map builder is garbage, but I think it also is because of the Switch's capabilities.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably true.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely better than the last map builder they had, but it's still like not where it needs to be.
Yeah, I would love to see a way more, not just robust, but like much more intuitive
map builder. You need a way to like put the map builder on PC and allow us to tweak it on PC and then...
Ooh, that would be great. Just a website.
Just a website where you can make them and then you website, and then you can access those on
and then Switch. You don't have to download a whole different thing.
Correct.
Everybody that'd be cool. Do it.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that sounds
everybody
really...
Everybody needs to write that down.
I think Nintendo's worried about stuff like that.
It kills me, though, because they made an entire Mario Maker game twice, if I'm not mistaken. They know how to make a game where you build levels.
Yeah.
And yet, the thing is, Mario Maker does that, right? Like, you go to a website and look at the, and you can download them and it sends it to your Switch, I think.
I don't know.
So the premises is there, or the premise is there. Yeah. It's already.
Yeah, they have the software in addition, basically.
I don't know. You're right that I think a big part of why I don't anticipate any big fundamental shifts in how they make games is because Nintendo is just like very decidedly old school about everything they do.
Yeah.
They do not want to like their online service is hilarious. Such an archaic, weird.
Yeah. Thing. Even on their commercial for the Switch, the people playing are talking to each other on their phones.
Yeah.
Playing the Switch.
Because you have to download the voice chat app on your phone.
They're using the voice chat app on their phone.
I think they fixed that now, but that's kind of the whole point that just reiterates what I'm saying is that Nintendo only does new stuff in terms of features.
Yeah.
I'm not like they're very creative. They have a lot of really cool, interesting ideas when it comes to like new games or new approaches to games or whatever. But when it comes to like quality of life improvements or just mechanical structure that you have to drag them kicking and screaming every time to change anything.
Yeah.
And it's really wild to me. I feel like I think they were recently talking about how they were bringing in a lot of younger people as developers for the game or as like creative directors. So maybe we'll see more of that in the future.
And then those people get fired.
And then those people, I don't know. They said it was going very well, even but that's kind of a very Japanese response. So
even on the app, when you call your friend, you have to, it's a rotary phone
on
the screen.
No, I've come back around on that. That sounds amazing.
Type in your friend's friend code.
I would love that. And it's 24 digits.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And how do I do letters on this?
That's right.
I mean, I think that's most of what I had anyway. Those games feel pretty evergreen to me. I think they are so fundamentally good.
Yeah.
That everybody pause.
No, keep going.
Everybody pause. Ryan's doing it again.
He's doing it.
I don't know that there's anything in particular that I'm like, I need this to be interested in the next Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
But I also don't know, like, what do you do to shake up this formula enough that people still play like Melee, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's a huge scene for me.
Yeah. So it's like,
it's still
what
fun.
do you do? Because there were a lot of people that they really had to like strong arm into coming onto the professional scene for the newest Smash Brothers because they wanted to stay with Melee.
Right.
And I know it's like very minuscule differences. And I don't I couldn't even tell you what the deciding factor is for those players. But I just think, like,
if you're talking about from game to game, yes, the differences are minuscule. But when you're talking about from 64 to the Switch, huge difference.
Oh, I just mean, like, they're like, well, when you block, like, there's two extra frames on this or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like so, they're so granular about what it is that makes them want to stay with this one. So I don't know what you would need to do to really, like, pull in a whole new group of people into this kind of game.
Yeah.
But in general, for me, fighting games, I've tried so many times to like get on board with fighting games. And I do love games like Smash Brothers. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, right.
I'm not worried about winning or losing. But with fighting games that are more complex, and Smash Brothers gets very complex at a higher skill
when you
level.
You dive into it.
But that's the thing, is like, I don't know how to get past surface level Smash Brothers, because I've done tutorials before where it's like, do quarter circle, you know, left quarter circle X or whatever. And I do it 100 times, and I get it right 3 times, and I don't know what I did different those 3 times.
It takes 101 times.
If I feel like I'm doing it, no. Well, apparently it takes 97 times. I don't know. I'm getting 3 out of 100. Yeah. 3% success
rate.
Well,
it takes you 101 tries to get
this 100% is a hypothetical, Ryan.
Yeah. And it's also hypothetical.
It's not a real... This isn't real life. Oh, okay. I'm just saying I've never been able to crystallize in my head what it is that I don't get in order to consistently do those moves. Mm-hmm. So with Smash Brothers, I'm like, I'm going to pick Bowser and I'm going to down B you over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
It's much simpler than it becomes
like a timing based mini game, yeah, because right, everybody else is doing something else. There's mm-hmm. 8 people on the screen.
Yeah.
All I have to do is wait for the right moment, and then I get the kill because he does like a ton of damage. Yeah. So
it does have the combos though. Like watch the pros play.
100%.
They have the combos that you have to get just right, and sometimes the combos only work against a certain character with a certain percentage because of different weight classes.
Yeah,
exactly. So there's a lot of complexities.
I mean, if you watch that game at a pro level, you don't even know what's going on half the time.
No, mm-hmm.
It's like,
I'll speak for yourself.
I should only speak for myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
But I mean, all that is to say, I think this game already kind of has the X factor that keep people playing it for way longer than most fighting games have played.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I would love to see Nintendo's approach to another Smash Brothers game.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stuff that we've talked about is like, could just be included in the existing Smash Brothers game.
That's very true.
And would love if it were.
Yeah, I agree.
But who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? I think the thing I like most about Nintendo is that they usually throw you a curveball. You usually want them to do something, and they do something completely different, and you're like, this is just an insane idea. You should do this. And it works great.
And it works great.
It's great.
Yeah.
For some reason, I missed the coin slot machine.
Yes.
Put the coins into on the GameCube version, and you collect the little
like a gacha figures. Like a gacha machine.
Yeah, they had no use except to collect them, but it was just fun to me.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
The table
like,
would get bigger as you collected more and more. They just get thrown on the table, and you get to zoom in with your camera and
I remember that. And you could like rotate them and stuff. Yeah.
And there was just a ton of cool collectible things to look at. And you got a little bit of information about what game they're from and what their character was.
Yeah,
give
you like a history and stuff like that. So
that was cool. I'd like to see that return.
My final note, you just gave me an idea.
Give it to me.
A lot of games, something that we'll probably do an episode on soon because I've been thinking about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of games move towards a free-to-play structure where they have some kind of external source of income. And then this game is either free or very cheap. And then they subsist off of this secondary source.
Mm-hmm.
You could totally create a Smash Brothers game where you have to buy the amiibos and it just unlocks that character straight up. You just like scan that character and now you have that character.
Stay away from that game, but
Well, if it's straight up, like imagine a world where it is literally just Smash Brothers as it is now. But every time you buy an amiibo, you're guaranteed to unlock that character.
I don't want to buy an amiibo to get a character. I just want to like...
I think that's fair, but I think that that's a very Nintendo style of instead of buying a character digitally, you just buy a figure.
I mean, the amiibos are going to be $1,000 at a certain point when you have passed on a character.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm saying nightmare scenario,
mm-hmm.
the next Smash Brothers, not what we want it to be, what it's actually might be. Just they make amiibos, and that's how you get new characters.
You mean the government shuts
no
down?
No season passes, just just waves of amiibos.
Yeah.
The government is shut down.
We're in
down.
A futuristic apocalypse.
We
where
trade amiibos
VR.
For food.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's no way that they're going to bring everybody back.
Right.
There's just no way.
Yeah. So because they have to make room for the triangle strategy characters.
I don't think there's literally no way they're bringing everybody back.
I don't think, with all the licensing issues.
Ryan disagrees with your premise.
Even the director said that he said it was impossible to get what they had. You think?
It's just weird to me that a company can put a character like Banjo in a company or a game, and then all of a sudden they can't.
Why? Well, I think my understanding is that when you license a character, you get the right to have that character in your product, but only for a certain amount of time. Hmm. And that's why a lot of games that they do remakes of don't have the original soundtrack because they can't get the rights to it anymore because either it transferred to somebody else or it's just too expensive.
It's just it's kind of sad to see like a new Smash game come out and then people who had their favorite character and the one that they mm-hmm. played with and got good with, and that was their pro level character, and now it's just mm-hmm. missing.
I think they keep all the Nintendo characters, clearly. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you can basically mark those off because Nintendo doesn't have to pay anyone to use
You always
them.
Have your classic lineup.
It's a...
You got your Kirby, yeah. you have your Mario. You
There's no Yoshi. Additional cost.
Like, the original 12 are guaranteed to be in there.
That's what I think. I don't... And then...
So here's my...
Do here, they add you got more? Bible Probably.
Man. who has Bible Man?
That's right.
Nintendo.
I need to speak with them immediately. Okay. Captain.
So my biggest questions are mostly of all about the DLC, and then you've got the 1,000 Fire Emblem characters in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So X all those.
You think so?
No.
No.
I mean, they're all going to come back? They have Crom. They have Lucina. Mm-hmm. They have...
Which?
Ike.
Marth.
Oh, they have Marth. Roy. I thought it was just the three.
What's Byleth? The deal?
Byleth. Okay, this is too many Fire Emblem
That's
characters.
What I told you, bro. So you think they're That's all going to come back.
I say roll them into skins. Don't make them all separate characters. Just let me have one icon for Fire Emblem characters. Yeah. Have the Fire Emblem logo as the icon. Mm-hmm. And then when you select it, it says, which one do you want?
Even the one with the spells. Clean it up. What's the one with the spells?
I think that's Byleth.
Robin.
No, Robin.
Robin.
Oh.
So you think Robin's not coming back?
I was just saying that's another Fire Emblem character.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of them. I think... Well, I guess the question is, if they already know that they're not going to get these licensed characters, do they just double down on this instead of getting rid of Nintendo characters?
A whole new roster?
Do we get three more Fire Emblem characters from Engage?
Oh God.
The smash hit Engage that everyone definitely loves?
See, so I'm thinking people who are returning and who's not going to return.
Okay.
So, okay.
First of all, axe all the Pokemon. I don't care about them. Bye.
Mario's right there on the right.
Where's he at?
All the way on the right, you got Mario and Luigi.
There you go. Okay, perfect. Yep. So they're coming back, no matter what. Mario and Luigi.
For those listening and not watching, we have added Mario and Luigi to our keeping tier.
So we're building off the roster of Smash Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We've got a list. Who's returning and who we don't think is coming
back. For those watching, you still can't see. So we're also going to...
Well, I'm recording it, so I'm going to throw it up on the screen. Oh, you're recording it. Okay, okay. Right here. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
We have Samus.
We have... Where is she at?
Your mouse was right. Under Pac-Man.
Under Pac-Man. Okay. So she's coming back no matter what.
Okay. We're keeping Samus.
We're keeping Samus. Okay. Here's Ganon is coming back no matter what, I don't think.
Sure.
But here's... I would love... I'm just going to say it as we kind of go. I would love Tears of the Kingdom Ganon.
I would just like to see skins of Ganon on Ganon.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's
like
what I'm
what
saying.
They did with, well, kind of the opposite of what they did with Link, where they separated Toon Link and Link. And
so to clarify, mm-hmm. are we Link. Keeping characters based on what we want them to do with the next game, or are we assuming that it's going to basically be the same game, just with different characters? Because if I can have four different versions of Ganon mm-hmm. instead of just dumb skins with different colors...
Mm-hmm.
That is a bigger factor for me as to whether I want them to stay or not. Does that make sense?
I'm not
picking them?
Tell me again. So whether you think they're going to come back...
When I'm thinking about...
Oh, okay. Like, I see what you're saying.
If Nintendo is saying up front, licensing is a nightmare, we're probably not going to license the same way that we have been. We're bringing them all together for you here so that we don't have to do this in the future.
Yeah.
Then that tells me they're probably going to double or triple down on their existing characters that they own,
mm-hmm.
that they don't have to pay other people to use.
Right.
So I'm thinking in our ideal universe, where we want them to, instead of having skins, have the same character, but they play slightly different depending on which version you
What
pick.
They did with Link.
Right.
So you've what got Young Link,
exactly
adult
what they
Link,
did with Link.
Toon Link.
Yes.
If they're going to do that, but mm-hmm. with all of the characters, that's going to change my perspective of what I think they would keep and not keep.
Okay.
Because, like, Ice Climbers, they're fun. Does anybody play Ice Climbers?
No.
I think they used to be
in Melee, yeah,
pro,
they're
pro
pretty,
but yeah. So my point being, like, Ganon, for them...
Hmm?
Ice Climbers is definitely coming back, though.
You think they're coming back? Because they skipped a game.
Did they?
Yeah.
No, maybe not.
So you think they are? You think they're coming back?
I would like to see them go away and die.
That's what I'm trying to ride a line here between my
here,
preference and what I actually think
M
they would do.
For maybe.
So what's in R?
So returning, not returning, and then maybe.
Okay. Dark Samus.
I don't
Samus.
Think any of these people are coming back.
Dark Samus
I'd
is.
I'd be surprised.
Dark Samus no. is staying because they're getting rolled in to
okay,
Samus.
We'll put
right?
Ice Climbers up here and maybe. What?
Dark Samus is staying because they're getting rolled into Samus. Like they're just going to become a different version of Samus.
Do you think there would be a different character or just the thing?
Dark Samus is 50-50 of whether that they would return. Samus
so
is definitely.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not different enough. Like it doesn't really.
Okay, just think about it as they're separate characters then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Then it's a maybe.
Okay.
Two different versions okay. of Pikachu. Let's cut that.
Link's coming back no matter what. Oh. Where is Pikachu?
Right next to each other.
Original Pikachu.
One of them Pichu. Is definitely staying. You think? Oh, Pichu's gone.
Okay.
Get out of here, Pichu. I didn't even know you were there.
That's right.
There's this. Is there a single ice climber down there on the far right, second
yeah,
to the last?
There is a single ice climber.
Yeah.
They're separate.
I think it's a dupe.
They're separate because there's another one on the left
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
Well, Popo can't come without Nana. So. Well,
get him out of there.
Yoshi's definitely.
Oh, yeah.
X both of the ice climbers. Yoshi's staying. Whoop. There's no chance Yoshi goes or I riot.
Okay. Baby Bowser. Little Bowser. Bowser Jr.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe. It's a maybe because I don't care about them. But I feel like at least one person cares deeply for every character on here.
Indeed. Uh-huh. And that's what makes the list tough.
But is it popular? Or is it interesting? Like, that's kind of how I think about
that's
this.
True.
Can you do something interesting with this
with
character?
The character? Yeah.
Mr. Game & Watch skipped a game, too.
He did.
There's a Zero Suit Samus?
Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Super mobile. Agile.
I'm still going to say maybe, because Samus is Samus. And if they're not the all
moveset
rolled
is
into one character.
Completely different.
I know, but like...
Okay, so here's Marth. I would be 1,000% surprised if he didn't come back.
I would think I could be surprising.
I think the older whoop. Fire Emblem characters are more
Richard.
Secure
like,
than
Roy's
the
coming
ones.
Back.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Like Bayonetta?
I was going to say, should we just go from the first character? Just keep doing the first character?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Just right. for the sake of time, maybe
yeah,
it'll be a little faster. Bayonetta. What do you think?
Is she coming back?
Probably not.
No, like
I'd say NR, not returning.
Okay. I would say maybe just because she does have an interesting moveset compared to the other ones.
Okay. I would also say maybe only because she has her own game.
We'll do majority vote.
Now
so
she's
we
on.
Both say maybe.
Yeah.
We'll move it to maybe.
Because I don't think they factor in interesting movesets.
All right.
Well, I mean, you're probably right.
So
but
Charizard by himself.
I don't know. Charizard's iconic.
But
not
I think
by
he
himself.
Would, I think he would come back.
He'd come back as Pokemon Trainer.
Yeah, I think Pokemon Trainer's coming back.
Okay, so we X all the Pokemon then?
Yes.
And just have Trainer?
Yes.
Okay. Cloud is coming back. There is no chance Cloud is gone. Cloud is one of the most iconic Final Fantasy fighters, period.
I agree. If they're going to bring someone back, it's going to be
Is there
Cloud.
A licensing issue with Cloud?
Well, I guess they had
Sony.
They had trouble bringing him back for Ultimate. But then they got Sephiroth. So I'm like, did they really have trouble?
Maybe it was a package deal. Maybe Sephiroth
That's
is
true.
Like,
I think he's
are
a
you
maybe.
Guys taking Cloud for ice cream? I want to come.
I think he's a maybe.
You think Cloud's a maybe?
I think he's a maybe.
Put him in a maybe. Yeah, I mean, I feel like all licensed characters are a maybe by default.
True. That's awesome.
Which includes
Although,
Sonic. Get in the maybe pile.
Sonic. I think Sonic's coming back no matter what. He's know. Been in every single game since he's shown up.
I don't know.
So,
That's true.
And he was almost put in Melee.
He used to be desperate. He used to be like the Andy Dick of these games
oh,
where
God.
He would just be in any
Please
game all
don't
the time.
Do that.
But now he's got his own movie, his own TV show, you mm-hmm. know.
Which is why
the kids love him. He's too good for
Andy Dick or
Smash.
Oh no.
Yeah, who are we talking about here?
I don't think he'll be returning.
I can't. What?
Andy Dick.
Oh. All right, Daisy. She's a
yes. I mean, she
she's
is
She's an Echo Fighter.
She
though.
Is returning.
She is a copy of
Okay. All right. So we do think she's coming back. You think Nintendo's like, how do we add more characters?
Let's I think it's an easy go. Like, people like having a lot of characters. Nintendo wants to have a lot of characters.
So you think she's coming back?
I think she's coming back.
What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
There's not a sure column.
Diddy Kong.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, Diddy Kong's definitely.
Dr. Mario.
I'd say that's a maybe.
I'd also say
that. I think because it's Mario.
I'd say there's one really weird dude that no one wants to talk to who loves Dr. Mario and everybody else doesn't know he exists.
He's better. He is better than Mario, though.
I don't doubt that.
He's a lot stronger than Mario, that's for sure. And he does have a slightly different moveset.
Well, he has a PhD.
So, I mean, pff,
Give normal Mario a break. He's a trade worker.
Duck Hunt.
No.
I also agree.
It feels like a bit of a wild card character in the first place.
Yeah. That's a Pokemon. It's not returning.
Greninja.
Would want to see Greninja come back.
But I'd like to see him with a different moveset. I don't like his moveset.
I like his moveset. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Incineroar. He's out, right? We said all the Pokemon are gone because the trainer is here.
That's what you said. Play enough Smash, bro.
Smash. You don't even know the name. It's Smash Bros.
I don't think Incineroar is coming back. I think they'll replace him with a different one.
Pokemon Trainer is a character, and you switch between.
I know, but what I'm saying, we all agreed together. We didn't. You were here, and you agreed to something else. You were so loud about it. You were like, all the Pokemon have to go. All
right. Inkling.
Get rid of that stupid, ugly character.
Inkling has to stay.
I'd say they're coming back.
There's nothing about her her moveset is good, her style is good, and her popularity is good. She has the trifecta.
I hate the style.
Isabelle.
You got to be wrong about something. Isabelle staying. She's also a fan favorite.
Thing. I don't think she's coming back.
I do.
What do you think? Think Isabelle's coming back?
She has replaced... like all the other characters in terms of who people think of when they think of Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Okay, so we're not doing separate.
The kids love her.
Young Link. That's a good one.
Is Link already on here?
Yes.
Then he's staying.
But I think Young Link's been in every game.
That's true. So you think he's coming back?
I'd be surprised.
I have no idea what your metric is for whether or not they're going to stay.
If they're in every game and then all of a sudden they just drop them. Kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not about whether or not I want them there.
Are we assuming they're going to shake up the formula or no? There's no escape from Link. There's no escape from these characters.
The assumption is Nintendo is pretty
conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're pretty predictable.
All right.
With
Taylan, put them all in the returning column.
All right. So, Ken, do you think Ken's coming back?
No.
I would also say probably not.
I don't think
he's coming back. All right. King Dedede.
Yes.
I hope so.
Okay.
He's coming back.
He's a good one.
Falco.
I say yes.
Falco.
Yes, also.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
King K. Rool.
Probably returning.
I would love to see him come back. Little Mac. I'd be surprised if they didn't bring him
back. I love Little Mac. Have you seen how fast you punch?
That's right. Lucario. Everybody's like...
I feel like Lucario used to be more iconic than he is now.
I agree. I feel like his...
popularity.
Yeah, is really it's declined. Definitely,
yeah, I would agree.
I think Mewtwo's more interesting.
I agree.
Agreed.
So, and their not coming back?
Also similar. Like Mewtwo's design better.
So. Yes.
Yeah. Lucas.
Wait, what game was Lucas introduced?
Earthbound,
yeah.
I mean, which Smash game?
Oh.
I think he was in Melee? The original.
No. Wasn't in the original. It was just really? Ness.
Yeah. Melee, maybe?
Oh, it was just Ness. Okay.
Then I think he came back in Brawl as DLC or something? I can't remember. I would be surprised if he didn't come back.
Okay.
I would too,
but I wouldn't be sad if we lost him.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I never use him, he's a charming character.
Mega Man.
Yeah, I mean he's coming back. For
I
sure.
could take him or leave him, but
everybody I loves the Mega Man.
Meta Knight.
That would be a weird one if he wasn't included.
Yeah, agreed.
He will be returning.
Mewtwo, I think he's coming back.
I think Mewtwo's coming back.
The Miis are definitely coming back. I think there's no way that they wouldn't do it.
They don't have Miis anymore, though. That's the weird thing. Like, I don't think you're necessarily wrong.
Yeah.
That they probably will come back.
But they don't have.
But, like.
Yeah. They have a few games where
you don't see a lot of people with Mii paraphernalia on. Yeah.
Game & Watch.
That's kind of a maybe for me.
I feel like because he's, like, emblematic of the beginning of Nintendo as a game developer.
Yeah, and they just re-released the game.
They
and Watch.
Like having him.
I think they skipped a game. He got skipped on a game because they didn't want to include him anymore. And then the newest game, he was only included because it was about including all the characters.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
So I think they'll probably take him out.
Okay.
But that, okay. that's just me.
Okay.
All right. Olimar.
Yeah.
He'll be in there.
Okay. Pac-Man.
No.
I actually think they will.
Really?
Because he's probably such a he's probably such an easy
easy get.
Yeah, and Bandai Namco helps create Smash.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, okay. so I think
yeah,
it's like it's the let your little brother hold the controller that's not plugged in. Yeah,
right.
We'll put Pac-Man in.
Yeah, I think he'll come back. Paul Lutena.
She's really popular, I think.
I think yes.
She was top tier for a while. I don't follow the meta, but yeah, I would expect her to
Peach,
come back.
Of course.
Yeah,
of Peach, course. Of course.
Piranha Plant. I would love to see Piranha Plant come back.
Yeah.
He's a DLC character right now, technically. He was like included as like a bonus character, mm-hmm. I think, for like a season pass.
Yeah, but I think the response was really strong.
Yeah.
Like, I remember his people moveset talking is so about fun. Him.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Pit. I think Pit's probably coming back.
Pit's coming back.
Richter.
Ooh, probably not.
I would say probably not.
I would also.
That
agree.
Seems like the Yoda in Soul Calibur.
When I
like
first, when I have to remind myself who they are, yeah. I assume it's a no.
Yeah.
Ridley.
Probably coming back.
I'd say so too.
Yeah, I think they were also really popular.
Rob, I think, is coming back.
Rob's fun.
Yeah.
Rosalina.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Yeah, it's hard because it's a Mario, but it's like.
Yeah. I feel like it's a.
Probably come back.
I think they like having the female characters from Mario in there to kind of balance out the roster a little mm-hmm. bit. But yeah, I think it's up in the air that they choose that one.
Right.
Yeah. Like by the time a new one comes out, they'll probably choose like Zelda from the new game where she has a wand that changes stuff into stuff.
You know right. what I mean? Well,
so,
yeah.
Like they'll have more options that are more compelling. So maybe for me.
Ryu. I think if they're going to include one FGC character, I think Ryu is going to be the one.
I don't think he will be.
You think he's going to come back?
You don't think Kuma?
I think he's
I would love a Kuma.
I think he's a guest star, if anything.
Okay.
From another fighting game. It's like... Yeah. Just like...
I'm going to say maybe. Like, I get the appeal, but I assume...
I think he was just a guest star.
Yeah, I think it
was. Well, he was in Smash 4.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
That's what makes me think that he...
But he was a DLC character in this one.
Yeah.
No.
I forgot about that.
He was a base character in this one.
Who was the DLC Street Fighter character?
There wasn't a DLC.
There was a... Oh, yeah, you're right. That's the other fighter dude from...
Terry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Terry. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a compelling name.
Terry is the guest star.
Really strikes fear in the hearts of his enemies.
Yeah.
Terry.
But I would agree. I would agree he's a big maybe. All right. So Sheik.
Yes.
I'll say yes because I want her to be back. So.
Yeah. It's right. A Zelda Shulk. Character. And No.
I think Shulk is a no. No. I think he's Simon. A no. Don't say his name. Just put him in the no.
Simon?
It's a no.
No.
Oh.
Same with Rick.
Snake.
He's got a precedent. He's been in here twice.
He does, but I don't think he's coming back.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. I'd throw him in the maybe if it were me, but yeah. Squirtle not.
I'd be Toon a Link. Maybe.
I know it's weird, but I think all three Links are coming back.
I know. I kind of agree with you because they are distinct. Yeah. So.
Villager. I think they're going to have some kind of Animal Crossing representation.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll be Villager.
It is a Nintendo.
Villager. I would rather it be like Timmy and Tommy, the two Raccoon brothers.
Mm-hmm. You'd rather it be there, but will Villager return?
I don't think so. I mean, that's just me.
Do you think Isabelle would be over
I don't have a Villager? Strong logic. I think Isabelle over Villager easy.
Okay.
Because everybody had their own Villager that was theirs. Yeah. Like, that Villager doesn't resonate with anybody in particular. You know what I mean?
Change the skin.
Wii Fit Trainer.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're putting oil on the pan.
Wii Fit Trainer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Is a stupid Wolf. Character. Mm. Yeah.
I'll say maybe.
Yeah, I would also say maybe. I think if they're just looking to fill the roster, they'll bring them back.
But so many characters Zelda, that your browser is slowing down.
I don't like this Zelda.
I don't they like
the most
that.
Random one.
I think that's one of the least compelling
Which
versions
game is
of
that
Zelda.
From?
Isn't that not Twilight Princess?
Yeah, Twilight Princess was the one they used in 4.
That's the sword one, the Skyward Sword?
No. Skyward Sword.
I think it's just an up-resed Ocarina.
She's got the big, long... I guess that is Ocarina.
I think it's just an up-resed Ocarina, but, like, she's such a damsel in distress in that game. Yeah. Like, there are much better versions of her. Both of those are already...
I don't know why they're...
Yeah, I don't like know why that. They're separated.
All right, Wario.
Yes.
Yeah, Wario.
Put Wario in there.
No.
Joker.
Nope. I wish, but no, I don't think so.
Won't be. I like Joker, but won't probably not.
Hero.
No. I mean, it's really popular in Japan, so maybe.
So maybe.
But
well, I'd actually say that too, yeah. Maybe. I think they're going to they would change some of his stuff.
Especially after the creator passed away, they would probably.
That's true. No, they won't be returning. After what you said with the licensing
issue. Yeah, Banjo, you think
I
is
don't
out.
Think they'll fight for him.
Okay.
I think they'll try somewhere else, but I don't know.
Terry.
Don't know. Why is Ash Ketchum blonde?
What are you talking about?
That's what Terry looks like to me.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I don't think Terry's coming back.
It looks like a guy cosplaying as
Byleth.
Byleth, I assume no. I mean, it's a Nintendo character, so he could, but there's already so many Fire Emblem
characters.
Depends
on how they
I
are
think he's
about
one
the
of
Fire
the weakest.
Emblem.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I'm going to put him in a... What the flippity floppy?
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm going to put him in the maze.
Our charts all...
Tell him to put somewhere
right Min Min.
I hope
what are
to
votes
God?
For?
No.
I think they That's are the because Nintendo wants character. The representation for
Here,
all their
here's
games.
Here's my saying. I think, because we only have had one ARMS game, Switch successor's coming up. I feel like
new
one of the
against
game. Game, one of the announcements
would
is going to
be
a new ARMS
at
game.
All.
I would
and
be
that
not,
game, that,
I would
I don't
be
know
surprised
that it sold
if it didn't.
Well, but it was... But it was well received.
Yeah. Well, it did so. Sell pretty well.
It for, did? Okay.
For, yeah.
I just
for a new IP. But yeah. Steve.
Steve from Minecraft is a no.
Not returning.
Sephiroth, probably a no.
I would probably say no as well.
Probably.
Where did no. we put Cloud?
He was a yes.
He was a... No, he's a maybe.
Oh, he's a maybe.
Yeah.
You want to do maybe for Sephiroth? Is that what you're saying?
I would be...
I'd be surprised if they got both of them back, but
Again, yeah.
but you know,
I guess that's what the Navy calls for. I think it would be weird if they had one and not the other, because it's like the one Final Fantasy character,
the yin and yang of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jinx 1-2-3.
All right, Pyramithra.
I think so. People seem to like them a lot.
I think they would actually.
Yeah.
They gotta have some kind of Xeno.
Is that licensed?
Well, you've got Shulk as a no because we hate him. But then you throw Pyramithra because everyone
well knows. She's
because,
also the newest game
well people like waifus that's
yeah,
the
that's
thing.
Very true okay
and Kazuya I don't think Nintendo puts that into factor
Kazuya
no
then, I don't then they're fools because Japan's all about the waifus
and Sora's not coming back
Sora's not coming
Sora
back
Sora was just a pipe dream I'm just gonna put them down
a pipe dream Sora somehow was like fever dreamed into the game I don't even know how okay. he got
yeah.
there
and
so
then
what's,
most
the,
people,
what's the D up there
Nothing. These are just extra okay. space.
It's just yeah. how the default template goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's our tier list.
Here's our tier list. Now,
gander at it.
Now give me.
We will post this
the
on socials.
You would want
so everybody can see.
DLC. Okay. Well, because this went very differently than what I thought it was going to be, but I was thinking, like, these characters that they've always had were going to be returning. You know.
I don't think they will.
But I would like to just see more characters from some of the guest star ones we had. I want to see Klungo from Banjo-Kazooie, which is like Gruntilda's like assistant dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he throws like, you have a boss fight with him early in Banjo-Tooie where he like throws potion bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would like to see him, you know how like Steve can put the crafting table down and it's kind of in the background? I want to see him put the pots down that you can jump into and fast travel.
Yeah.
That Gruntilda has around her castle.
Yeah.
That would be a cool mechanic where you can, like,
that would be a cool mechanic.
Place
yeah.
them in two different places and he can, like, pop up back and forth between them.
Right.
And then he would have, like, potion bottles and some basic, probably, melee moves.
Yeah.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be a cool character. Or even Gruntilda would be interesting.
That's a cool one. I would actually like that, yeah.
Gruntilda would be fun. Yeah. I think there's a lot you could do with that character. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Her last name is something absolutely wild. Do you remember what it is?
I don't remember what it is, no.
It's like,
that's incredible.
It's something that's just like trying to make her be as nasty as possible.
Go on. Okay, I've got some wild ones.
Winky Bunyan.
Gruntilda, Winky Bunyan.
Yeah, Gruntilda Winky Bunyan. Do you want me to just say more of my characters that I was thinking of?
Why don't you just say more? Say Skull Kid.
I wanted to see the heroes from Breath of the Wild from the different races.
Yes, that would be awesome.
And I wanted to see a couple more Pokemon. I wanted to see Gengar and Dragonite.
Ah, Gengar. Dude, I would love like a ghost-type Pokemon. That would be awesome.
Yeah. We're all fans of Gengar here.
Yes, we love Gengar.
And then the last characters I put were like Final Fantasy 10 characters that I like.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Like Tidus, Yuna, Waka, Lulu.
Yeah.
Those would be cool.
That would be cool. I'd be down for that. That would be awesome. What is that?
I'm into it. Oh, okay. That's me enthusiastically agreeing.
Pretty easy movesets for those people, too.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, spit for it out. Me and Carl.
Mario Golf. I want to see a Mario Golf character.
Okay.
We got Mario.
I want to see a Jet Force Gemini character.
That's a good
one. Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. I love Jet Force Gemini.
I would love to see that game come back. Yes. So that would be cool. Yeah. I want to see a Skies of Arcadia character.
Ooh, that's also a really good one.
I want to see a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater
character.
Oh, my. I want to see people like doing tricks that deal damage to people, and like you combo, like you get a combo multiplier as you like hit multiple characters.
As you travel across the map to get somebody, the bigger your combo, the bigger your damage is.
That's what I'm talking about. That would be incredible. Yeah. I would love that.
What else? There were a couple more here that I was.
That'd be so hard to like execute and make it good. Yes, but
what about Clay Fighter?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Man. Yeah. Where else do you want to see Clay Fighter characters?
I don't even necessarily
want a Clay Fighter game. I want to see them in
Put
Smash.
Them in Smash Bros.
Because I feel like they match the
definitely.
The pace of a Smash Brothers game.
It's
more.
Definitely like also the most mature Nintendo game
at
the time.
Yeah.
Like, it was like gritty and like,
that's like, one way to say
kind
it.
Kind of like horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think along the lines of Nintendo games so that it would be more achievable, but like be interesting to see Turok. I think you could do cool stuff with Turok because he has so many different weapons going on at the same time. I already
summon dinosaurs, but they just eat him instead.
And the dinosaur also new character dinosaur from Turok. Any dinosaur from Turok. I think a character from Triangle Fantasy would be really cool to see. I don't know which, because there are some really interesting characters. There's one, like, his whole thing is that he puts ladders in places so that you can move into
and, like,
different
spring traps and stuff, too.
Spring traps and stuff like that. Like, and he has, like, a hammer. Yeah. So there are a lot of, like, the way that you implement that could be really interesting to see, just in general, what they do.
We're going to have to hurry if we're
going I mean, I could go on, but, in terms of Nintendo-focused characters, I think there are a lot of... Not that Tony Hawk is a Nintendo character, but it's been on their platforms. There's a precedent for it.
Yeah.
I think it could be really interesting.
The few characters that I would want would be, I'd love to see Doom Guy.
That'd be cool. Yeah, for sure. Him and Isabel. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It'd be easy to execute.
Oh, yeah.
I think hard to get.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy to execute in Doom. That's for sure.
I would love to see, since they did it with Byleth, I would love to see if Capcom just had like Ryu as the representation, other than Mega Man, Monster Hunter.
Ooh, why didn't I think of that, dude? That's perfect. That's perfect.
That would be cool. Hunter would be
also monsters great. From Monster Hunter, or a Palico. I would love to
fight
as a Palico.
I mean, there already is. They've got the freaking
Wrathless. I think his
that's
Smash
right.
is
that's
one
right.
of their, yeah. I'm like, dude, just do it.
I think the Smash move would probably be like where you would see a monster from Monster
like
Hunter.
Like summon them.
Awesome. Not a Smash move, but what is it called? The Ultimate.
Like, you like... When your ultimate attack happens, monsters come in as the ultimate attack.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You put a stink mink on them, and then all the monsters.
Like,
that would be awesome. Yeah.
Like more like a Monster Hunter Stories ultimate attack, where it's like riding in or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just like Monster Hunter Wilds, where you're like you Wirebug on a monster as your ultimate.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. That's a great idea.
Man.
I love that.
That's great. There's so much potential there.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I would love to see. Is it Zagreus?
Yeah, from Hades.
From Hades,
absolutely.
I think that would be cool. I think that's a great.
This idea is too good.
That's too good.
Take it back.
I think he'd be perfect for that.
It'd be nice to see an indie developer get a little.
Yeah, I agree. That would be really cool to see them license some popular but lesser culturally significant characters, I guess. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you just don't see Zagreus all over the place. But right. people yeah. who like him like
and
him.
And I would love to see a Power Stone character.
I was going to say Power Stone, but I thought I had said Power Stone too many times yeah. on this. Yeah, I would love to see some Power Stone characters Power Stone? Come back.
Power Stone. I just thought Power I would want to say it.
The stone.
Yeah, you got to catch up.
Of power. Mm-hmm. Power Stone.
Well, you got to exactly. stop saying it when I say it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Power Stone. Power, power Stone. Power
Stone. You'll power never
catch up. But anyways, but that'll do it.
I'll say it on my off time.
Unless you guys got any other random
That's
characters.
That's it for me,
oh,
man.
I want to see a Clinker's Cavern map.
Oh, I would love that.
I want to see a map in Mount... shoot, what's the mountain called in Zelda? Death Mountain.
Death Mountain. Yeah. Yeah. Death Mountain. I want to say Goron. Play Pyramid. As a Goron. I would love to do that.
Well,
yeah.
the Goron.
Well, yeah, that's because. Yeah, of, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's at first where I went, and I was like, oh, just make them the heroes from Breath of the Wild.
Right. Yeah. That would yeah. be awesome. So,
I just as an addendum, that mm-hmm. if they did the thing where you can make levels in the browser, they mm-hmm. should have like filters where you can pick a theme.
Like a
where,
preset like, theme.
Oh, this is Mario stuff. This is Banjo stuff. This is.
I'd be furious.
Yeah, that would be cool. And then you could do like weekly, like the weekly theme is mm-hmm. something different to like keep people.
I'd be out of laptop if they didn't do it.
So, but anyways, all right, guys, that's gonna do it for this episode. Thanks Very for cool. tuning in.
Let us know characters you'd like to see. Although I'm sure there's a million other places you could go do that.
But, exactly.
I'm sure. Hey, leave those other forums you've been posting this on every day and tell us for a change.
And don't just Google those forums.
We actually want to hear it.
Yeah.
Tell us the game or the games, the characters you want, what you want to see, I'd when you think it might like, come out.
I'd be interested in mechanics.
It's inevitable.
Like, yeah. But like, how likely do you actually think it is that we get a new Smash Brothers like within the next 5 years?
Yeah.
Like, probably. I'd like
to
see what
came out
what
in 2018.
Yeah. So, we should do a poll. We'll do a poll on YouTube.
If there's, yeah, that's if Nintendo's idea. Making a new system. It's going to have a Smash Brothers game.
It's going to have Smash Brothers. That's that's
when it comes out, it's going to be. Yeah. Could be a couple years after release. Sure. But
You think we'll get a new Smash game, or do you think we'll just get DLC for Ultimate?
I would not be surprised if we saw a season pass, a new season pass for Ultimate.
We're closing the show.
We were trying.
Sorry, you had to have this in by 5 p.m. Yeah. We're closed now.
Got 2 minutes. Go.
That's it. Either way.
Yeah. Like, they're like Smash Ultimate Deluxe Edition or whatever. And then they're like, but wait,
fix the licensing
more.
Issue by just porting this game onto the new Switch.
Yeah.
And adding characters.
And adding more characters. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks to Sam Webster for letting us use
the he has a new album about it's the soundtrack for the game Guncho.
Guncho.
Which is pretty fun. I played it and beat it.
Is it on mobile?
It's on mobile. You can buy it on Steam for $5. But nice. It's on mobile.
Cool.
I will check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Because
thanks
of my
for tuning in. And we will see you next time.
Don't forget to save.
Don't forget to save.
Don't forget to save.
Yeah. Okay.